Katrina Moran from Sinn Féin. Morning to you, Katrina.
Morning.
You've been holding on a long time, and thank you for doing so. What is your reaction to the current guidelines in Northern Ireland, the situation with Sarah, and also, of course, those people who have as much a right in this democracy to say abortion is always wrong?
Well, first of all, Sarah has had a very, very difficult time, and her family. And I would like to pay tribute to her courage in speaking up about something that is obviously, she's grieving, she's had a very, very difficult time. I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I've carried children, and I know how special a time that can be, but also how difficult a time that can be for women. And I think what we need to do, what Sinn Féin have always said, is we need to ensure that our health professionals are supported, and they need clear guidance in relation to all aspects of obstetrics and maternity care.
So do you think this current guidance, which talks about a grey area, and they may actually, you know, go to jail, they don't use those words, but they do, so the question of whether it's lawful or not, it has never been considered by the courts, is that good enough?
Well, at the moment, we have guidance being consulted on. 10 years, the health professionals are waiting for guidance. And I have to say, while I welcome the fact that Edwin Poots is looking at this case and is obviously studying the consultation and the guidance, I felt he was a bit dismissive of the College of Midwives and Breda Hughes. On the one, he needs to listen to the midwives and he needs to listen to the consultants. And to start dismissing them too quickly there, we're in a process, just so your listeners know. The consultation finished in, I think it was the end of July, August. His officials are now studying it, and I would urge them, and I would give him very strong advice, that they need to really read every single word, and particularly what health professionals are saying here.
So given
not go with his preconceptions, and he needs to listen. And midwives, and I say this from experience, midwives play a very, very important role.
So, Katrina, are you saying the guidelines as they currently stand are not good enough?
Well, the guidelines as they currently stand are not good enough. And it's been out for consultation. And obviously, women should not be criminalised. And if you remember from the debate that we had in the chamber about this, when some people wanted to tag on to the criminal justice bill, a clause that would have criminalised women, Sinn Féin fought against that. And the reason we fought against that was precisely for the situation.
Okay.
Like this. And you know, the other thing, Stephen, I was listening to BBC and RTE as I was driving to the policing board this morning. We have a report out, I think it was yesterday or this morning, about Savita Halappanavar. And what we need to approach cases like this, the births of children, the pregnancies, with compassion and understanding. And nobody should be treated like that young woman was treated by protesters. I believe in the right to protest, but I do not believe in the right to intimidate.
So can I just seek clarity then, specifically about Sarah's case, Katrina? A lady who the doctors have determined the baby will die, either during pregnancy or shortly after birth, that has no chance of any sustained life whatsoever. No chance. Is it Sinn Féin's position that Sarah should have been able to have an abortion in Northern Ireland or not?
Well, what Sinn Féin's position is that there should be clear guidance and a clear legal framework. And we welcome the fact, and we do welcome the fact, that Edwin Poots is going to have officials look at this. Because I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a doctor.
But you could play a role in changing the law. And Sarah and her family will be listening to this morning, wondering who supports them, who doesn't. In a situation in which there is a serious fetal abnormality, the law in England makes it crystal clear. If there is a serious fetal abnormality, that is grounds for abortion. Do you think that should apply here in Northern Ireland too, in cases like Sarah's?
Well, first of all, the minister himself has said that he's going to look at this. And he said that...
Yeah, but I'm asking Sinn Féin's position with respect. And it's a fair question to find out where Sinn Féin stand on this.
Of course it's a fair question. And the answer I'm giving you is that we will await the outcome of the guidance, and we will also await the outcome of the work that the officials from the Department of Health are doing. And what they need to do is look at all aspects of this in a very comprehensive way, putting the woman and child at the centre.
Yeah, but it is interesting, isn't it? If I say a situation to you of where a mother wants an abortion and it is because the baby has no chance of life, that you're not minded to say that you would support that situation.
Well, what I'm saying is we have huge compassion and understanding with that woman.
But no policy.
No, we have. But what we're asking is clarity in relation to the guidance and clarity in relation to the law. And the minister is now doing a bit of work on that. I'm not going to preempt the work that he has to do. But what I would urge him in that work, it needs to be done speedily. And what he needs to do is listen very carefully to health professionals.
Okay. In relation to this. Katrina Rann, thank you very much indeed.